Hello and welcome to English for You. My name is Jeffrey.
And my name is Laura.
And today we will be discussing the two-day article titled The Chicken from Hell.
Well, I can't really tell what's it about yet because it sounds pretty scary already. The Chicken from Hell. Is it like a scary chicken? Is it dead? What is it?
Well, it's kind of both. It's a science article and we'll be discussing dinosaurs. And there's a new dinosaur that scientists have found and they've nicknamed it the Chicken from Hell. So it is kind of a scary creature, as we'll find out.
Okay, so why don't we take a look to find out more? Ooh, the chicken from hell, a dinosaur. Reading.
The Chicken from Hell. One of the most common things said about dinosaurs is that they all suddenly became extinct. However, all things considered, this is a false belief. While dinosaurs no longer dominate the land, they have evolved to rule the sky. In other words, today's birds are descendants of the beasts of prehistory. This may be hard to believe at first, because dinosaurs are often thought of as giant four-legged lizards. Though perhaps less awe-inspiring, a great number of dinosaurs were smaller, faster, and comfortable on two legs. Evolution is a story of the survival of the fittest, and these birdie dinos turned out to be the fittest. The theory that birds evolved from dinosaurs is not new. It was inspired by the discovery of an Archaeopteryx skeleton around 1870. This specimen, dating from the Jurassic period, had the feathers of a bird, but also the bony tail of a reptile. Since then, a great number of fossils have been found that further support the dinosaur-to-bird argument. This knowledge is certainly food for thought the next time you bite into a chicken nugget. Okay, let's begin our article. Day one focuses mostly on the extinction of dinosaurs, and we'll learn what that word means right away because the first sentence of the article says, one of the most common things said about dinosaurs is that they all suddenly became extinct. So this is something people always think or say and repeat about dinosaurs, is they became extinct. Spelled E-X-T-I-N-C-T, which means dead, all gone, not existing anymore. The dinosaurs are extinct. They became extinct. You won't find them around anymore, not on this planet, not in zoos. They're all dead.
Well, maybe in movies like Jurassic Park. OK, 所以一开始的课我们提到的呢，就是啊关于恐龙最常听到的一种说法呢，就是他们全部突然都灭绝了。OK, 那当我们提到这个绝种啦或是灭绝的话呢，我们就要用到这个单字啦，就是 extinct。OK, 那它其实也可以表示呢像是 volcano, 如果是死火山的话哦，那这时候呢我们就可以说 the volcano is extinct, 表示这座火山是座死火山。那有时候呢 extinct 也可以用来表示像是一个法令啊或是风俗等等过时啦或是失效的意思。不过在本课的课文我们当然就是表示绝种 ,OK? 所以当然我们也可以说 dinosaurs have been extinct for millions of years. OK, 那另外呢如果濒临绝种我们只要用另外一个字就是 endangered, E-N-D-A-N-G-E-R-E-D, endangered animals or endangered species. If we don't take care of them, they may become extinct, right, Jeffrey?
That's right. For example, polar bears might become extinct if the planet becomes too warm. All right, so back to the dinosaurs. Most people say they suddenly became extinct. However, all things considered, this is a false belief. That means it's wrong, okay? All things considered means that we think about all the facts before we decide what is true.
Okay, 那我觉得这个还蛮讶异的哦。他说，然而呢 ，all things considered 这个 phrase 是什么意思呢？就是表示整体来看啊，或是通盘考虑。所以纵观各种考量呢，其实呢，刚刚听到那个说法，就是恐龙他们可能绝种呢，可能是个 false belief， 就是表示错误的信念。那 false 这个字呢，大家如果知道 true or false 就是指是非题，所以 false 当然表示是错误的啊，不是正确的这样的意思。而 belief 我们来看一下它的拼法 B-E-L-I-E-F， 它是表示信念。注意哦，不要把这个名词以及 belief like I believe in something 我相信什么什么这两个字给搞错咯。另外刚刚我们提到的我相信什么什么呢，它的念法是 believe B-E-L-I-E-V-E， OK， 不要搞混咯。
Alright, pay attention, it's about to get interesting. While dinosaurs no longer dominate the land, they have evolved to rule the sky. So, dinosaurs used to dominate the land, and dominate, spelled D-O-M-I-N-A-T-E, means to be the most powerful or control a situation. So they used to really rule over the land. They were the king lizards of the earth. Okay, so for example, a very good basketball team can dominate a not very good basketball team. It's easy for them to win the game. So dinosaurs have evolved, and to evolve means to change slowly over time.
Okay, 所以的确呢，虽然恐龙不再称霸陆地呢，他们却进化到掌管天空哦。那首先我们先来看到刚刚出现的 dominate 这个动词哦，通常呢就有着占主要的地位啦。 OK， 那在本课有着这个支配啦，或是统治或是控制这样子的意思哦。 For example, I can say the king dreamed of dominating or ruling the world. 另外呢 dominate 呢 can also mean to be the most important part of something. For example, I could say the business dominated her life. That just means most of her life or most of her time was devoted to the business. 而 evolve 这个字呢，就是指进化的意思。那常常呢，我们也会看到它的名词就是 evolution, E-V-O-L-U-T-I-O-N, which we will also explain a little bit later.
So what the article is saying is, in other words, today's birds are descendants of the beasts of prehistory. So that means that birds have descended from, they came from these great beasts. And a beast is B-E-A-S-T, and it's just a large creature. And we often use this for real animals or even monsters in movies or stories. So for example, the lion is a wild beast, and humans should be careful around them. So birds have actually come from dinosaurs. They come from prehistory. That means the time before humans were around to write things down.
Wow, this sounds really amazing, incredible. OK, 所以课文接着还提到说 in other words, 就是指换句话说今天的鸟类呢是这些史前野兽的后裔。常常呢我们如果在聊天的时候呢可能要补充说明或是可能呢在更加的解释我们所要说的话就会用 in other words or that is to say 来表示换句话说。 OK, 那 descendant 呢则是指后裔啦或是子孙。而 beast 呢相信我们都知道就是野兽的意思，像是很有名的一个这个卡通或是一个童话故事就是美女与野兽，对不对？ Beauty and the Beast。 当然呢 beast 也可以表示呢这个就是动物啊，像是 wild beasts 就是指野兽这样子的意思哦。
This may be hard to believe at first because dinosaurs are often thought of as giant four-legged lizards. Though perhaps less awe-inspiring, a great number of dinosaurs were smaller, faster, and comfortable on two legs. So when we draw pictures of dinosaurs and talk about them, we often think of these giant four-legged creatures that looked like lizards. But there were actually a number of them. Maybe they weren't awe-inspiring. They don't make you scared when you see their tiny little skeletons. But a great number of them actually looked like this, and they were great at surviving.
没有错，其实乍听上我们可能觉得有点难以置信哦 ，hard to believe， 因为呢恐龙经常被想成是巨型的四脚蜥蜴类 ，lizards 就是蜥蜴的意思。那尽管可能没有令人感到怎么样 ，less awe-inspiring 就是令人这个恐惧啊这样的意思，但是呢有很多的恐龙呢体型呢其实事实上是比较娇小的，速度更快，而且是习惯用两脚活动的。So, evolution is the story of the survival of the fittest, and these birdie dinos turned out to be the fittest.
Okay. That's right. So these two-legged dinosaurs were smaller, not as scary, but it turns out they were able to survive the millions and millions of years and actually evolve into birds. Now, this is not a really recent discovery that birds and dinosaurs have something in common. The article says the theory that birds evolved from dinosaurs is not new. It was inspired by the discovery of an Archaeopteryx skeleton around 1870. Okay, so they found the bones of this animal called Archaeopteryx, and they discovered it. And when you discover something, that is a discovery, which is a noun. You spell it discovery, and it's just finding something that was unseen or unknown before. The discovery of new things in space, like planets or stars, always excites scientists.
OK, 没有错，其实刚刚提到的 evolution 就是演化论，是关于怎么样的 the survival of the fittest, 就是指适者生存的描述。那事实证明这些像鸟一般的恐龙呢是最适合生存的。OK, 那不过呢其实关于鸟类是自这个恐龙演化的而来的理论其实不是头一次听到的哦。接下来我们课文又提到了 This specimen dating from the Jurassic period had the feathers of a bird, but also the bony tail of a reptile， 就是指呢这个源自于侏罗纪时期的标本有鸟类的羽毛， OK, feathers 就是羽毛，也有爬虫类，也就是 reptile 多骨的尾巴哦。
So you can see it has some physical qualities, some body parts that are similar to a bird, and also some that are similar to a reptile. And this is how scientists came up with the theory of evolution. They had bones from different animals, and then they would find bones from animals that looked somewhere in between these strange things, like fish with legs and, I don't know, people with tails, something like that. And so this Archaeopteryx skeleton, that specimen, was found a great number of years ago, 1870. And since then, a great number of fossils have been found that further support the dinosaur-to-bird argument. So scientists have been making this argument that dinosaurs actually evolved to become birds, and fossils have been found that support it. A fossil is a piece of a plant or animal from long ago that has become hard and stayed in the ground. Now, it's important that it becomes hard because otherwise it would just change to dust. And actually, you can find fossils anytime you go digging around some natural area. For example, while digging in the dirt, the boys found some interesting fossils. I can remember as a kid digging up rocks and dirt near a river or something and finding some fossils.
Wow, okay. 所以自首次发现后，也是刚刚提到的，西元1870左右呢，就陆续有大量的 fossils， 就是指化石呢，被挖掘出来支撑这个理论，就是鸟类是自恐龙演化而来的。Okay, this knowledge is certainly food for thought. the next time you bite into a chicken nugget. OK, 意思就是有了这份理解之后绝对会让你在下次咬下什么呢？就是 chicken nugget, 但就是鸡块之前多深思一点啊。OK, 那 food for thought 呢其实就是指引人深思的事情，要怎么用呢？要听一下我们的 shortcut for you 的讲解。
What did you think of that documentary film?
It was interesting. It gave me food for thought.
Yeah, I'm thinking about food too. What shall we eat?
Actually, when we say food for thought, we mean something to think about or issues to be considered.
Okay, thanks for telling me. Food for thought means...发人深省的题材。
Exactly. But, you know, I am a little hungry as well.
We could eat at Mac Fridays.
I've heard the food there isn't very healthy.
Really? Well, that's given me food for thought.
Let's eat somewhere else. Now all I can think about is food.
So food for thought is not something you actually eat. It's just something that will give you some ideas. Perhaps it could be something interesting. And knowing that dinosaurs have turned into birds would be food for thought if you eat any kind of chicken, especially a delicious chicken nugget, which also makes me wonder...Where is the chicken from hell? It must be in day two.
Right.
So we've learned about this theory, about these kinds of dinosaur birds, and I bet you the chicken from hell is going to be one of those, and I can't wait to learn about that. But first things first, it's time to go to our For You chat question to wrap up part one of our lesson.
For You Chat.
All right, we're back, and it's time for our For You Chat question. So, Laura, would you like to see a live dinosaur? And if so, how close would you get to it?
Well, it depends what kind of dinosaur it is. If it's a tiny one that looks really cute and that won't eat me, sure, I could get really close to it. And, you know, well, I want to touch it and pat it even, okay. But if it's a huge one, like a T-Rex, I think I would want to run away as soon, as fast as I could.
All right, well, you still sound pretty brave. You would get close to a dinosaur. And there is a famous movie called Jurassic Park, which shows T-Rexes and other raptors, velociraptors, and they are not nice to humans. So I think a lot of people who have seen that movie might have bad dreams and a lot of fear of dinosaurs. So I would love to see one, but actually a T-Rex would just be too scary. I wouldn't even want to see it if it's inside a cage because it could jump out and eat
I know. Scary.
All right, so this is a fun question to talk about. How brave are you? Would you pet a dinosaur? All right, that's all the time we have for today, but be sure to join us for part two with The Chicken from Hell. The Chicken from Hell. One of the most common things said about dinosaurs is that they all suddenly became extinct. However, all things considered, this is a false belief. While dinosaurs no longer dominate the land, they have evolved to rule the sky. In other words, today's birds are descendants of the beasts of prehistory. This may be hard to believe at first, because dinosaurs are often thought of as giant four-legged lizards. Though perhaps less awe-inspiring, a great number of dinosaurs were smaller, faster, and comfortable on two legs.Evolution is a story of the survival of the fittest, and these birdie dinos turned out to be the fittest. The theory that birds evolved from dinosaurs is not new, It was inspired by the discovery of an Archaeopteryx skeleton around 1870. This specimen, dating from the Jurassic period, had the feathers of a bird, but also the bony tail of a reptile. Since then, a great number of fossils have been found that further support the dinosaur-to-bird argument. This knowledge is certainly food for thought the next time you bite into a chicken nugget.
Vocabulary Review.
Extinct. Humans hunted some animals until they became extinct, so we'll never see those animals again. Dominate. Table tennis players from China usually dominate international competitions. Beast. The lion is one of the strongest beasts that exists in nature. Discovery. The discovery of a new planet made the team of scientists very excited. Feather. When birds first hatch from their eggs, they do not have very many feathers on their bodies yet. Fossil. Everything we know about dinosaurs comes from the fossils we have found in the ground.